Today's daf is Erech and Chavtes. We're holding Mishnah at the bottom. Let's go over the Mishnah at the bottom of Chav Chesem and Beis. Look at the Mishnah. Chem Mekanim, Elam Pigeon, Ella, Nason Lekanim, Kichuma. Charamim that are pledged. Remember, we spoke of there's two types of charamim. Charamim that go to Kayanim, and charamim pledges that go to Betek Abayas. Charamim that were pledged for Kayanim, it's like Chuma. As the person who makes the charamim has a choice which kain to give it to. We spoke that yesterday. As opposed, but it depends really. If it's metaltlin, it's like Truman, he has a choice which kain to give it to. If it's karak, it actually goes to whichever kain is on call at that time, whichever mishnah is on call, that's who it goes to. But our mishnah says that it's also similar to Truman in that there's no redemption. Just like Truman, you can't redeem Truman, take off the status of Truman, you don't redeem it. As opposed to Cherme Bedek Abayas, right? Cherme Bedek Abayas, which the whole purpose is you makdash it to Bedek Abayas, and you redeem it, and Bedek Abayas profits, they get that money. Whether you redeem it yourself and you had a chaymish, whether someone else redeems it, the point is, Bedek Abayas is benefiting from the redemption. Over here, it goes to Kainim and there's no redemption. Okay. Now, we've been talking about two types of charamim, charamim Kainim or charamim Bedek Abayas. Which one, when a person makes a general charam, which one is it? If a person makes a charam stam, it goes to Bedek Abayas, and he based on a pasuk, shemer kochem kadosh kadoshim hu Hashem, like it says in the pasuk, any charam is kadosh kadoshim Hashem, so it goes to Hashem, that stam charam is kadosh Hashem. If you remember, we had in the last words, in the last parak, kadosh Hashem means Bedek Abayas. Stam charamim l'kayanim. Chum say no, stam charam go to kayanim. What's the source? Shenemar, kisteh charam l'kayan tia achuzasai. Im Cain, so according to Chaim, what do you do with the pasuk of Rebidim Seira? Nama Nemar, Kochem Kadesh Kadesh Mul Hashem. What do you do with Rebidim Seira's pasuk? Says Gemara, says the Mishnah, Shechala Kachachim, Bal Kachacham. The Chiddush is that Avad the Stam Chiram go to Kayanim. But the pasuk is telling me, Kadesh Hashem, to tell me that Chirim can take effect even on Kachachim and even on Kachachalim. Chirim can take effect. So you can, Stam Chirim goes to Kayanim, but this obligation to give the Kayanim something can take effect even on Kachachim and Kachachalim. Explains the Mishnah how so. Machrim admas kadashav, bein kachikachim, bein kachikalim. A person could be machrim, his existing kachim, whether it's kachikachim, whether it's kachikalim. Essentially, these are going to be all dinim of teva sana, type of idea. Let's see. Im neder neisen demeyam, if the kachim were a neder, then he has to give their worth. Vim nedava, and if, however, it was a nedava, the item that's ready kaddish, neisen as tevasan. How do you assess tevasan? Like the tevasan is like the, Tevasana. How do you say Tevasana? Sharza Ayla. Imdim Kama Adam Reitza Litim Sharza Laleza Ayla Afal Pishin Rashai. Rashai in this context, Rashai explains, means even though he's not chayiv, not even though he's not allowed, even though he's not chayiv. So you assess how much would a person want to pay to bring the shur as an ayla, even though he's not obligated. Whatever a person would want to pay to have the shur be brought as his ayla, even though he's obligated, that's the amount when a person says this ayla of nedava is chayrim to kayanim. Whatever value a person would pay to have a carbon be brought on his behalf, that's the amount that he has to pay the kayanim. That's what he's pledged. That's what he's pledged to the kayanim. So again, in the case where the original carbon was the carbon of a rei alai, and he said it's goes to kayanim, he now has to supply a full value of a full carbon to the kayan. In the case where it was nedava, he has to supply the tevas hana element. There's no obligation to replace it if it gets damaged or lost. He has to supply the tevas hana element to the kayan. Habachar, let's say it was an existing bachar. Bein tam bein bamum. Machrim said, whether it's a tam or a bamum, you can still make a chayim. On the case of point to say, how do you redeem the chayim, so to speak? Remember, normally we say chayim doesn't have redemption, but over here we're talking about you being machrim kachim. A bachar, namely, is kachim kalim. You being machrim, it's how you played it. How do you give the money to the kayan in place of this chayim that you pledged? The value there is you can't bring it on anyone's behalf. It's a carbon that goes to the kayin. It's a animal goes to the kayin. If it's a tam, it goes to the kayin. It's brought as a carbon. If it's mamum, it goes to the kayin. Eats in his backyard. But the bottom line is, it's something you give to the kayin. So what are you gifting? What value do you have in it that you're gifting? You know what value you have? The choice of whom to give it to. How do we assess that value, that choice? How much a person would want to pay how much a person would pay the owner of the bechar to persuade him to give it to his grandson as a kayan? This guy is Yisrael, but his daughter married a kayan. How much he'd pay to give it to his grandson as a kayan? Or forget about his grandson, his sister's son. He's not Yisrael. His sister married a kayan, so his sister's son is a kayan. How much he would pay to persuade the person to give it to his relative as a kohen. That's the value. That's the tevas hana. Now, why can't we be talking about when he himself is a kohen, and he still wants to channel it to his grandson as a kohen? He himself is a kohen, and he still wants to channel it to his nephew as a kohen. He's right. We understand that he cannot pay money to channel it to himself. We understand the kohen can't go over to someone who has to give out his kuna and give them money. Right? That's kohen. That's basic runis. You can't sit and work in the field by the threshing, in order that you're doing work for free, because you're sort of buying the manas kuna that he can't do. But to pay, the same way he can pay, that it should be channeled to his grandson when he's Yisrael and his grandson's a Kayan, that's okay. So why is that okay if he himself's a Kayan? But he's channeling it for another Kayan, his grandson, his nephew, someone else. The answer is that also because he himself is fit to get it, that also appears like a Kayan who is threshing at the, he's basic runis, which is problematic. Okay, Zakh the Gemara, top of Chav Tes, Amin Aleph, top line on the page. Tanabar. Chemekainim, Einlam Pidyon, Chemekainim, do not have Pidyon, Nais Lekayin, we give it to the Kayin. Again, Chemekainim is no Pidyon, you just have to give it to the Kayin, you can't redeem it. Haram calls Manchem, Beis Baalim, Harim, Hagdish, Chol Deveim. The Bryce says another Lacha, Haramim, as long as they're in the owner's house, they are Hagdish, Legabi, in all matters. Shenemar kolcheim kodesh kodeshim laHashem. Nas l'kayin. Once you give it to the kayin, we spoke this out the other night. Harehin l'chol devim kechulin. This is they are like chulin l'chol devim shenemar kolcheim b'Yisrael l'chayyeh. Just in the top of yesterday's daf, we darshan l'chayyeh means you have a choice to give it. We're right at the top of Chav Tes Amud Aleph. So just like we darshan from the words l'chayyeh yesterday, that you have a choice to give it to which kayin you want by metaltlin at least. By Karka goes to the kain who's on call, but by Talton, his kain goes to whichever kain he wants. What Darshan al-Khayyah means, the kain who receives it gets to do with it whatever he wants. For him, it's like Kulin. So when it's, the Brahis is saying, even though when it's in the house of the Yisrael, it's like Hektish, the Gabi the Yisrael. Once it's given to the kain, for the kain's purposes, there's no Kedusha here. Chayrim that goes to kain has no Kedusha. Kain can treat it and do with it whatever they want. It's for the kain, it's 100% Kulin. We said two dots. Remember, say Aimer, Stam Charam and Bedek Abayas. Stam Charam goes, when a person makes a Charam Stam, it goes to Bedek Abayas. Whereas the Chum say, they argue and say no. Stam Charam are for Kayanim. Based on Pesukim. Bishop Rabbanon, Kedim Farshi Tamar, the Tabi Rabbi Dimisera. The Rabbanon said their Pesuk. And they also explain, where we do remember Serious Pesuk, where it says Charam, Kedish Hashem, means you can make Charam even on Kachim Kalam. That's how they dash Rabbi Dimisera's Pesuk. Shaila is, Eli Dimisera, Hai Kestay Charam, my Avalei. The Pesuk which says Kestay Charam, which says it should go to the Kayan, which is the abundance Pesuk that say Charam goes to the Kayan. What does Rabbi Dimisera do with the abundance Pesuk? Answers the Gemara, Mabaya Leil Chatanya, needs for the following Baisa. Kestay Charam, La Kayan, Tiachazas, Matam Alemer, Menahan, the Kayan, Shake the Stay Charam, Hanino Kayan, who is Makdish, his chayim field that he received, since it goes out to kainim by yevil, and anyway, it's under my hands. So let me just keep it. V'dinu b'shalachayim ani zecha, I'm zecha by yevil. Feels that others, saying to the others are now in possession. Feels that we're mukdish, that now others are in possession. They're going to come to me as a kayin by yevil. B'shalas me that which is in my possession right now. Lekoske and shall not be able to get it. Tamalemer kistei acherim lakayin tiachuzasei. The Torah says that this field of cherim is like, well, it's really the opposite. The lush of the pasuk is like a cherim field is the achuzasei, like the cherim field is the achuzasei. Says the Gemara, v'chimah l'manam stei cherim ata. What is the achuzasei field, this field of achuz that was mukdish, that goes to kainim b'yevil, which is all straight up dinim, that b'yevil, it's not redeemed by the original owner, goes to kainim. What is that din learning from the din of cherim, from our topic? It's not learning anything. Harei zebo l'lut l'amid, the pasuk in its way of writing it, it looks like it's coming to teach from cherim to stei achuzah, but you know what happens? Nimsa lamed. It actually goes the opposite direction. It learns out. And the Mark explains, makash stei cherim le stei achuzah shel Yisrael. It's comparing the stei cherim to stei achuzah of Yisrael. We're comparing a stei cherim to stei achuzah, ma stei achuzah shel Yisrael yetz b'tachashad b'tachakas kainim. Just like a stei achuzah of Yisrael, it leaves the hand of he was talking about, even if a kohen redeemed it, we had this the other day, even if a kohen redeems it, he does not get to say, this is the mission we had 2 days ago, he doesn't get to say, oh, I redeemed it, it's in my hands, it goes to kohen anyway, let me keep it, just like Stachuza leaves the kohen's hand and gets divided amongst all the kohenim at large. So the truth is, we learned just yesterday, it's not really all the kohenim at large, it's actually the kohenim who are in the mishmer when? By Yevil, right in the beginning of Yevil, very good. So, just like Se'achuz gets divided amongst the Kehanim who are acting right in the beginning of Yevil when these fields are being distributed, So too, avstei cherma, when it comes to cherim field, yatsim betachas hen, slechas lach bekenim, it gets, it goes out of his hand and gets divided to the brothers Kohanim. By the way, which brothers Kohanim? It gets divided by the brothers Kohanim who are the Kohanim who are the Mishmer who are active at the time of the Cherem. Again, big difference. By Cherem fields, the halacha is, it gets divided amongst whichever Kohanim are active on the Mishmer on call at the time when the Cherem was made, any time during the year. Whereas these Steachuza fields that go to Kohanim, obviously when they go to the Kohanim, only at Yevil. By Yevil they go to the Kohanim. These unredeemed Steachuza fields, when I say unredeemed, I mean unredeemed by the original owners, could be they're redeemed by others, but the bottom line is, once Yevil hits, it goes to the Kohanim. It goes to Kohanim by Yevil, whichever Mishmer was on call in the onset of Yevil, that's the one who, well, Machlekes of his Rosh Hashanah, we have Kippur, okay, very good, but that's the one, that's the family that gets it, and they get a windfall. That's the Mishmer that gets it, they get a windfall. Okay, Vidach. Now, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra used the pasuk to teach this din that a kohen cannot keep the cherem field that happens to be in his possession. Rather, it goes to the kohen whose mishmer is on call b'shas the cherem. V'idach me'achrim cherem. How did the rabbanan know this din? They know it me'achrim cherem. They know it from the lashon the pasuk could have said cherem and it says hachrim. So they learned from the hay that this drasha. V'idach cherem hachrim loy mashmalei. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra, why didn't he learn from here? He cherem hachrim le mashmalei. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra the chol kachikachikachikachikal minelei. Now then, we're asked the other way. The rabbanan used the pasuk Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra said that from the pasuk that the cherem goes to kodesh Hashem. Kol cherem kodesh 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 hu Hashem. Rabbanan used the pasuk to teach me that cherem is chal even on kachim kachim even kachikalim cherem is chal. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra used that pasuk to teach me that cherem stam cherem is lebetek abayis. How does he know this din that cherem is chal even on karbanos? Says the Gemara savala. Kirby Shmuel, he learns that Kirby Shmuel, we're going to see later on this bottom of the Zaman from the Mishnah, who learns it from a separate source. It's coming up in a few lines. In the next Mishnah. Amar Rav. Halacha Kibbutz Mesera. Very interesting. Rav Paskins, like Kibbutz Mesera, that Stam Charamim Gawir to Betek Abayas, like Kibbutz Mesera. What's interesting is, Rav's Paskins, like Kibbutz Mesera, as opposed to the Rabbanan, ask them right away. Rav Shavik Rabbanan Bavik Rabbanan Mesera. Would Rav leave the Rabbanan and rule like Rabbanan Mesera? Answers the Gemara, Braisa Evchatanya. No, because the Braisa had the sheet is the opposite way. The Braisa had that Rabbanan said Stam Cherem is the Betek Abayis, and Rabbanan Mesera said Stam Cherem is to the Kayanim. So he passes like Rabbanan Mesera of our Mishnah, which corresponds to the Rabbanan of the Braisa. Says the Gemara, you didn't answer the question still. Same question. You have a Braisa and a Mishnah. Our Mishnah's version is that Rabbanan says Stam Cherem is to Kehanim. And you pass like Rabbanan Mesera of a Mishnah, good, because it aligns with the Rabbanan of the Braisa, but that means you pass like a Braisa over a Mishnah. That's also Shver. Says Mar Shabbat Basis Rav Kabraisa. Would Rav leave the Mishnah, abandon the Mishnah, and go like the Braisa? Answers the Gemara, Rav Masisa Nam Yevchutani. You're right. Rav's version of our Mishnah was the same as the Braisa. The Rabbanan Bezerra is of the opinion that Stam Cherem go to Kohanim, and the Rabbanans are of the opinion that Stam Cherem go to Betek Abayis. Ask the Gemara. So if that's the case, Machazis, Rav Masis Nami Ifchotani, Rav Torah Mishnah opposite way. Ask the Gemara, Machazis, the Afchas Masisim, Mekame Braisa, Nava Braisa, Kam Masisim. The Gemara assumes that why would Rav flip our Mishnah? Why do we have a Mishnah opposite? Because the Braisa was opposite. So he flipped our Mishnah to correspond to be the same as the Braisa. Why didn't he do opposite? Why didn't he flip the Braisa to correspond to our Mishnah? Answer the Gemara, no. Rav didn't just flip the Mishnah on his own to correspond to the Braisa. Rav Gamari Gamer. Rav had the Mishnah taught. That was his Messiah, the Mishnah was the opposite of the way we have it. Rabbi Yehuda Messiah was the Rabbanan, Rabbanan was the Messiah. So the Rabbanan held that Stam Charamim is Lebetek Abayis, like he had in the Braisa, and that's Rav Paskling in that fashion. Ask the more obvious question. So if Rav's version in both the Braisa and the Mishnah was that the Rabbanan hold Stam Charamim is to Betek Abayis, and Rabbi Yehuda Messiah's one says Stam Charamim is to Kohanim, and that's why Paskling that Stam Charamim is Betek Abayis, that's all great. So then why did Rav say Allah Chesed Messiah? Rav's words should be Halach Rabbanan. So the answer is really obvious. According to our version, says Gemara Yachi, Kibbutz Mesera, Rabbanan Boilei. Why are you saying Kibbutz Mesera? Rav said, the Gemara says Rav was Lachas Rabbanan. Hachkamar. Lamai Dafirsu Vesanisu. Rav was saying, according to the version that we have, that we flipped it, and Kibbutz Mesera is one that says that Sam Charam is about the Kabayas. According to our version, Halach Kibbutz Mesera, Lachas Kibbutz Mesera. But Rav passing like the Rav held the opposite version, and therefore he's passing like the Rabbanan, according to both his Mishnah and his Braisa. Who gave the story time? There's a fellow who was machrim all of his assets in as cherim in living in Pabadisa. Also came to Rav Yehuda. That was the end of the story. Now comes the psak. Also came to Rav Yehuda. Amalei shakel arba zuzi va'achla layo. Interesting psak. Rav Yehuda said, take four zuzi and be mechal all of your charamim from take the chayrim and put the kedusha onto the money. So before we can go further, obviously, how is he learning what is chayrim? You mean it's tam chayrim? Is chayrim betek abayis or is chayrim kohanim? We know if chayrim goes to kohanim, you cannot redeem it. There's no redemption, right? So it must be he holds chayrim is for betek abayis, which is like Rav's version, right? Or according to our gersa, he's passing like a redeemed b'seirim. Everything. Says the Gemara, Vishadinu, very good. We'll get to the second. Vishadinu Minhara, and throw the money in the river, because it's hektish money that Pizman Azeh, Zobis Migdash, has nothing to do with it, so throw it in the river. And now Vishdulach and all your properties now become permitted for you again. So you're all bothered that the Chayr is not a fair value. We'll get to that in a second. Before the Gemara is bothered that Alma, what do you see? We see that he holds Stam Charamim, Kibetek Abayis. Stam Charamim is Betek Abayis. Therefore, it's Shaykh redemption, because if Stam Charamim Lekainim, it wouldn't be possible to do redemption. Kiman, who is this plaque going like? Kishmuel da Amar, sorry, it wasn't a question, it was a statement. We see that he's passing similar to the way Rav Paskins, Stam Charamim Betek Abayis, and therefore the opportunity to redeem was good. Had he held Stam Charamim is Tikuna, then he wouldn't have been able to redeem it. Great. Kiman, now the Mar is bothered by the question that you both were bothered by, that how is he redeeming for 4 zuz, right? That's what's bothering you. How are you doing for 4 zuz, that which is worth so much more? Answers the Gemara, Kishmuel, like Shmuel, the Amar, Hekdesh Avimana, Shechilu, Al Shevet Pruta, Michalu, Hekdesh, it's worth a mana. That was mechal on a sheva pruta works. The halacha is, even if it's worth a mana, if you're mechal on a pruta, it works. Now this idea we had the other day, we tried to introduce it. In the sugyas of being makdash a field, I'm redeeming it, this concept wouldn't apply. Why? Because over there, there's a fixed value. The Torah gives a fixed value of 50 shkalim for every area that you can plant 30 sus. So there it wouldn't work. But where there is no fixed value, halacha is that if one redeemed hekdesh that was worth a mana, he redeemed it just for a pruta, it still does work. Says the Gemara, very nice. That's a fact post facto. Once it's done, it works. The chatchila to give an eight to do that? Ask the Gemara. Shmuel's on my case, but if he did it already. The chatchila miyamer, the Shmuel's even the chatchila. Hanimili answers the Gemara, but it's not your base of Megdash Kayim. What Shmuel's halacha was, again, they've redeemed something worth a mana for a pruta, it works. B'di'eved, it works. And Shmuel's dinner that you only should do a b'di'eved is when the base of Megdash is around, because you want to maximize the money that goes to base of Megdash. Abba b'zman hazeh, afil l'chatchila. B'zman hazeh, you can do the chatchila. It's really a double reason why. First of all, b'zman hazeh, there's no loss to the base of Megdash, because there is no base of Megdash. So there's no loss to the treasury. And number two, you have this hektish sitting around, which is just an open takala. So it's in our best interest to redeem it and remove the kedusha for the cheapest price possible in order to avoid, you're not causing hektish loss and you're leaving a takala out there. Okay. Yachi, if you put it on me, so why do you tell me to do 4 zuz? Why, Shmuel's halacha is, you can redeem it, it's chal, even for pruta. Why did Rav Yehuda tell this fellow to redeem it? Rav Yehuda told him to redeem it for 4 zuz. Why 4 zuz? And it's Gemara, presuming milsa, in order to make it public, in order to publicize the fact. Meaning, even though you all were incredulous, why? How 4 zuz is not enough to for all his assets? 4 zuz is an amount of money. It's a chashim amount of money. It makes a little bit of noise. Since it makes a little bit of noise, people are going to hear that this guy had to redeem for 4 zuz. He had to redeem all his stuff. People are going to talk about it. So he wanted to publicize the fact that charam do take effect even b'zman hazeh, and it requires redemption. But me'ikra din, attack would have been sufficient to redeem for pruta, which is a way of proliferating the matter that it requires proper redemption. Amar Ula. Ula argues on Rav Yehuda. He says, Yav Hasam, had I been there in Babadisa, have been to Kainim. He yells, Sam Charam goes to the Kainim. He says, if I was there, I would have given it to the Kainim. Meisvei, Samara asks the question now, actually the question on both Rav Yehuda and Ula. Ain't every Nayeg, El Bazmachi Yevin Nayeg. Every the Dinam of every is only Nayeg when Yevil's Nayeg. When Yevil's in effect, there's a din that you can have by an every. When Yevil's not in effect, there's a din, there's no din of Evid Ivri, and we've spoken out already in the past. We'll have it again coming up in the Gemara in a couple of blot. When is Yevil Nayeg? When they have the Shvatim in Eretz Yisrael. When you have the 12 Shvatim in Eretz Yisrael, Yevil's not Nayeg. So if Yevil's not Nayeg, no din Evid Ivri. Shenemar Ashas Yevil Yavni Mechus Pasas Evid Ivri. He should work for you till Yevil. And that's, of course, talking about Evid Ivri who decided to stay by his master even after, you know, after 6 years, he had his ear drilled. He stays till Yevil, but we see that there's a din. It relates to Yevil. No Yevil, no Evid Ivri. Vein Ste Achuza Nayegus Obas Manash Yevil Nayeg. Simply the dinim of Ste Achuza. The particular that we're focused on right now is the din that when you sell a stiachuza, not makdash, when we sell it, for 2 years, it must remain by the, it's actually be the next mishnah coming up, for 2 years, and next, right in the next parak. For 2 years, it must remain by the buyer. Afterwards, he redeems it at what rate? It's proportionate. If he sold it for $20, just make them simple numbers, and there were 20 years left to Yevil, so for 2 years, it's got to stay by the buyer. After that, the seller can redeem it, can first redeem it, but he pays a rate of $18 for the remaining 18 years. Because obviously, it sold for $1 a year. He redeems it at that rate. Okay, so this halacha of this din of Seachuz is only relevant when Yevil's Nayeg. Shinam v'yatsa b'Yevil, v'shav v'chazasai. And Yevil, the field goes out and returns to its original owner. So these dinim only apply when Yevil's Nayeg. And Bater Chayma, Nayeg and Abbas Nayeg. The din of Bater Chayma that you're allowed to buy back within the first year when you sell a house in the world city, you're allowed to buy back is only Nayeg. When Yevil's Nayeg, Shinamar, l'yaitse b'Yevil, says it should not go out, the Bater Chayma does not go out by Yevil after the first year. If it doesn't redeem it, it remains by the buyer. But it says the Pasuk, it does not go out by Yevil, so it connects it to Yevil. Ain't stay charamim neigin. Here's the part we need. El bezman shev neig. The din of stay charamim is only neig when yevil is neig. Shneimar ve'asad b'seis be'yevil kedush Hashem k'stei charam. It says in the pasuk that the stay charam is kedush Hashem. It's like a stay charam. The field when a person is. When a person has a steachuza, we treat it like a steacherim. We learn out that just like steachuza is only neig when there's yevil, so tucherim is only neig when there's yevil. That's the problem, which is fair. What was Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Ula? And Ula discussing what the din should be by this guy when he's machrim his stuff, they lived in a time where there was no yevil. So he shouldn't have to pay anything. If you know redemption, it shouldn't be going to Kayanim, according to Ula, shouldn't be going to Bet HaKabayis, according to Rav Yehuda. What's going on? Rav Shimon Aimer, last din in this grouping, in Ger Teshev Neyeg, Elbez Ban Sheyev Neyeg. Ger Teshev, the lachas of Ger Teshev, only Neyeg, when the lachas of Yevil are Neyeg. Ger Teshev's dinim are such that you... Someone who accepts, a guy who accepts to keep Zaymus or Neach, so there's a mitzvah to actually support him in your land, to support him, to give him sustenance, right? Certainly you're allowed to give not kosher meat to him, right? It says the Pasuk, you should give to the Ger. It means the Ger Teshev. It means someone who agreed to not do Avodah Zarah, but he's not a full Ger, of course. He keeps the Zaymus or Neach. Okay. Amra Bibi. My Taima, what's the source? The Mor is not answering the question of Ula and Rav Yehuda. The Mor is asking, what's the source of this, last in, I say toiv toiv, k'sivach k'toiv le'imach k'sivasam, but toiv le'i titnenu. So from Gzeir Shav we learn that just like the din of Eved Ivri is only when there's Yevil, so to the din of Ger Teshev is only when there's Yevil. Okay, but toiv from Eved Ivri to but toiv of Ger Teshev. Back to the question, why are Behudan and Ula discussing dinim of Harama, whether it's Betek Abayas, whether it's Kainim, in a time when there's no Yevil, like Kasha, Habim Makarkoi, there's a difference between chayim of karka and chayim of metalton. Taka, the chayim of the fields, which we learned from the drasha of steachuza, that's only when yevil's in effect. But metalton applies even when the yevil's not in effect. The chayim metalton applies. And the merskash is, but very nice, great answer. But the story of Pabadisa, where Yehuda was dealing with someone who was makdash all of his assets, was dealing with karka too. So your answer doesn't help. You just told me that karka is takana neig in when there's no yevil, only metalton is. Answers the Gemara, because said, mekarkai de chutz laretz, is metalton de eretz dummy. When we talk about karka, karka is always karka of chutz of eretz Israel. Karka and chutz laretz, not the gabi old dinim, but karka the gabi these dinim, karka and chutz laretz is the same, there's no din stay chutz there, the same din as metalton and eretz Israel, and therefore cherim, which is relevant in metalton and eretz Israel, even as no yevil, cherim would be relevant also in karka of chutz laretz, but even when there's no yevil. Now, a couple of things about Ger Teshev. Shulchan Aruch writes that if a guy who accepted not to have a dezara, so Ger Teshev, let's say, if he touches wine, it's us still to drink it. It's part of the gzeir, you don't drink the wine, but it's mutabana. As opposed to when a dezara touches the wine, it becomes prohibited even in benefit if he touches it because he's concerned. Exactly, that he did have a dezara there. So it's us to know. When a Ger Teshev touches it, us to drink, but mutter to have benefit. The Taz says that the Shulchan Aruch was referring to Yishmaelim. Yishmaelim typically are not Avdei Vaydezara, and we know they're not Avdei Vaydezara. They may have a different chain of command, right, from Yaakov and Yishmael, obviously, but from Yitzhak and Yishmael, sorry, but they are not Avdei Vaydezara, and therefore if they touch the wine, it's Aser to drink it, but mutter Bana. Shulchan Aruch also brings down that it's Aser to sell land to Gan Eretz Yisrael. We had this couple of back in this Masechta. We learned from Leisichanim. Right, you shouldn't. We're discussing about not praising. If you remember, we're discussing about how nice this Eved is, how nice this guy was. You're not allowed to give praise to a give praise to a guy we discussed. So leisachanim really only three. And avaydzara daf chafu only three drashas. Leisachanim means don't give gifts. Leisachanim means don't give praise. And last leisachanim means don't give them chaniya, like parking. Don't give them land in Eretz Yisrael. This is to give goyim land to sell goyim land in Eretz Yisrael. Taz says that this din applies only to. The basis of the word leisachanim, you can't give land in Eretz Yisrael. Rambam says that a ger teishev, the reason why he has a shame, ger teishev, because he accepts the zaymus enoyach, you're allowed to give him land in Eretz Yisrael. That's what's called a teishev. He can dwell with you in Eretz Yisrael. Hence the name teishev. The meshiv dover wants to bring that based on the taz that someone to say based on the taz, just like a ger teishev can get land in Eretz Yisrael, so to the shmeilim can get land in Eretz Yisrael. And he takes big issue with it and says, Bachaychas. The din of Yishmaelim just was, they don't worship Avodah Zarah, and therefore they're touching your wine won't make the wine usser. But this din of giving them land in Eretz Yisrael, Mechadesh to make that jump and say that just like Ger Teshev is allowed to have land in Eretz Yisrael, so too a Yishmaeli does not accept Zayim HaSeneach, he just happens not to be Avodah Zarah, but he's not accepting Zayim HaSeneach, and therefore there's no source that Yishmaelim can be sold in land in Eretz Yisrael. Actually, quite relevant, Bizman Azeh, whether or not you can sell Yishmaelim in Eretz Yisrael. Lance, again, someone to bring a proof from Ger Teshev, the fact that Ger Teshev you can sell Yishmaelim as well. The Chief of Meshiv Dever wants to dismiss that proof and say that no, you can't compare because they never accepted Zayim HaSeneach. Again, if they did, then they'd be able to sell land to them al tzker teishev, not al tishmael, not over desera. Zak the Mishnah Bishmael Aimer Kasavakar Aimer Taktish Vikasavak Aimer Leita Yaktish. You have one pasuk saying taktish, you have one pasuk saying leyaktish. This is a continuation of the discussion we had before Machlikis, whether or not the din of Khir Mischal or the source at the din of Khir Mischal on Kachikashim, the Rabbanan say Stam Haramim is Le Kayanim. I the pasuk of Chayim should be Kaddish Kaddish Mashem. That teaches you the Chayim is Chal on Hekdish and Kachikachikachikalim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseru argued he held the Stam Haramim is Lebedek Abayis from the pasuk Kaddish Kaddish Mashem. So we said, how does he know that Kaddish Kaddishim that Chayim is Chal even on Kachim? He's going to learn from the same source of Bishmol. So Bishmol spoke about Kisa Bechor. You have one pasuk saying Taktish, you should Maktish Bechor, because Vechor Melei Taktish, you should not Maktish Bechor. How do you reconcile the two pasukim? Eif Shalem Taktish, every Kranam Melei Taktish. Eif Shalem Melei Taktish, every Kranam Melei Taktish. Each one is a steer to the other one. How do you reconcile? This teaches you you can make the hektish iloi, meaning this avada the bechor is kaddish. Askush is bechor. It's a carbon. You cannot make it into another carbon. You can't switch it to another carbon that you can't do. But you can make hektish iloi, meaning you can make it, let's say, like a chayim hektish that you can affect, similar to the Mishnah earlier, which means what type of hektish we have, what type of monetary value we have, it's already a Bechar, the value of Taiv Asana, to choose whom to give it to, Mamish, like the Mishnah before. So it's a different source according to Rabbi Shmuel, and that would be the source Rabbi Meseir would subscribe to as well. Says the Gemara of Rabbanan, Al Taktish Mabayle Lav. Rabbanan say, no, these Pesukim are not actually teach us din, because Al Taktish we need for a Lav. There's a Lav to try to make a Bechar into a different type of carbon, into an alternative carbon, as opposed to being a Bechar. And taktish mabayi lelichtayin. Taktish we need for the following brayisa. Menayin l'neil b'char be'edrei. She mitzvah kish. How you know if a b'char is born? You don't just say, oh, it's automatic a b'char. It's kaddish merechem. Indeed it is. How you know there's a din to sanctify it with a deber? She nemar hazachar taktish. For Rabbi Shmuel, what is Rabbi Shmuel going to respond? Ile maktish le kaddish. Rabbi Shmuel says back, if you're not makdash it, we're not being kaddish. The kedusha is automatically from rechem. Who needs his dibur? That can't be a drasha. Since you don't need to say it, it's automatic kaddish. It doesn't make sense that you have to make a declaration if it was automatically kaddish regardless, and therefore it's extra for this stira, which we reconcile by saying that one could be makdash bechar hektish iloi, meaning for the tevas hanashabai that he could be makdash to hektish hadin lechamakdash sadeh. So at the Mishnah top of a maze, this Mishnah starts off with the dinim, is perek, starts off with dinim of back to selling one's field. Remember, we've been focusing mainly on one being makdish is the achuza. Halacha is if one sells is the achuza. Halacha is that the buyer has to live in that field for 2 years. The seller cannot redeem it for the first 2 years. But once 2 years are up, again, these are again all land leases because by Yevil automatically reverts back to the seller. So once 2 years are up, the seller can redeem it back at the ratio of however many years are left versus the price that was paid, that the price per year, you reduce those 2 years, and he pays back the rest, like we spoke about earlier. So like the Mishnah, Hamechus Deir B'Shas Yevil, one is sells his field in the time of Yevil, ain't a mutter, legal, so strong lush in the Mishnah. Not that he's supposed to leave it by the buyer for 2 years. It's not mutter, he's not allowed to. Legal, pachas v'sheshanim, to redeem in less than 2 years. Why? Shenemar b'mispar shenit v'us miyum kalach. The pasuk says b'mispar according to the number of 2 years, two crop years, you sell it. So it's a minimum sale of two crop years before it can be redeemed. And we're going to speak out later. It's both on the seller and on the buyer. There's this issue that one is you're not allowed to redeem it less than 2 years. Ha'isa shnash shadafan v'yirakan. What if one of the 2 years was a year where it was windburned or they were spoiled, or yellowed, so the grains didn't grow? You'd have a crop year. Ha'isa shvius or shmita. It doesn't elman minyan, and actually the Gemara later on in this Amud's going to discuss if the guy had 1 year prior to Yevil, and then Yevil came, so like we just said the Mishnah Shemitah, he actually has a second year afterwards. It doesn't count as part of the year. He still gets to keep for another year afterwards, even through Yevil. Nara, what if the buyer took hold of the field, plowed it, but didn't plant? So he had the opportunity to, but he didn't. Ayavir, or he just let it lay fallow. That counts. The fact that he's choosing not to plant it, that doesn't take away from the fact that it's a crop year. That's still a valid crop year, and it counts as one of the 2 years. If the owner sold the field to the buyer right before Shana, and it's full of pears, so he got a field ready full of pears, he still gets 2 years worth. Remember, we spoke this a few about back in this Pesachta, that you count, these are one of the things you count, right, Meis Leis, you count by your calendar day, not by the year. So if he bought it at this date, he has it for 2 years. Those next 2 years will include two more crops, and he already received one crop at the time of purchase. He'll actually have three crops over 2 years. Why did the Gemara pick specifically Rosh Hashanah? The main point is that he keep it two calendar years from the date. The actual example we gave back then, when we had the Gemara a few brought back, was it was around Pesach time, and the crop was already fully grown, but not. It wasn't harvested yet, so he got that crop, and then he gets the next 2 years, he gets those crops before he gives it back, so that's three crops in 2 years. Pesach time, why the Mishnah is describing it, it's the same idea. Rosh Hashanah time, so the Rosh in the Sheetah points out that perhaps it's because it's coming to exclude, don't think you go by the calendar year, so Rosh Hashanah starts a new year, we purposely want to say, by Rosh Hashanah, he has a crop, still, he gets to have 2 years till that same day, 2 years later, you don't say, Rosh Hashanah, 1 year is over, next Rosh Hashanah, 2 year is over, and he's done. He gets two full years from the day he bought it, and Rosh Hashanah doesn't start a new year. That's why I picked Rosh Hashanah, but the message is still the same, that he can end up having three crops in 2 years, and that's fine. At Pasha Rabbi Lezav, in Argat Tanakama, he's elaborating a different element. Okay. Amechus Deir B'Shas Yevil. One who sells his field during a Yovel year, ain't a girl like a tani. So we said the Mishnah, ain't a Rashai. So it doesn't say in a girl he shouldn't, in a mutter, he should say, in a mutter the girl. Alma kasavri surname, because seemingly from the Lashon of Mishnah, it's interesting when we dig the Lashon of Mishnah, that there's an issue here. We don't say what the issue is, but there's an issue here. Alma kasavri surname, because I feel like karkushi zuzinami aser. It's aser, the simple reading of the Mishnah, it's aser to dangle coins. That's the simple reading of the Mishnah. It's aser to even dangle coins to entice the buyer to want to sell. It's aser. The first little bother is famous, brought down notes over here, it's brought down as another marmakoim is to bring from this Ravi. Yerucham Perlo, he brings that Rambam never brings an issur of shaking coins. And you have to know, what is the issur? Is it issur of v'iver? That's issur of mitzvahs if you do something to go against it, issur of v'iver. Why are we bringing a special, unique issur over here? So he wants to say, as Anachami, there is no specific issur of dangling coins. The chiddush over here is, even if you dangled coins and you enticed the buyer, and the buyer is also interested in selling, then still it's usher. The chiddush is, so even, not it's usher to dangle coins. Afilo, if you dangled coins, and all parties, the buyer and seller, are both interested in making a sale now. They're both in agreement. Where do you find such a thing? That both the parties involved on a monetary thing are willing to redo a transaction, redo a transaction, sell it back. And the terrorists are saying it's usher, even though all parties are in agreement, it's usher, not the dangling of the coins, to carry out the redemption of the field prior to 2 years. The buyer must have it for 2 years. So it's usher, it applies to the seller, the buyer, they're not allowed to redeem it. The buyer must be there for 2 years. Says the Gemara black and white. Not only is the meicher has this asay d'chsev, mispashet tvus yim kolach, he should be selling it for two crop years. The lekech side is shanim tikna, and you don't have it. You don't have Shalom Tikka either if you just keep 2 years. So it's an Isser on both of them. They must, even if they both are in the mood of selling it back, they must wait 2 years. Itmar. If one sells his field during the year of Yevil, so if we discussed, touched on this idea in the last parak, by by hekdesh. Hamechus deal b'shas. This is talking about by sale. One sells his field during the year of itself. Remember, a person sells his field. It's always a land lease by Steyachuzah, because when it comes Yevil, it reverts back to him. What if he sold it during Yevil? Rav Amar Mechuriv Yetzah. Sale takes effect, and immediately it goes back to the seller, which means essentially the buyer just gifted the seller whatever value he paid for this field. Shmuel Amar, no, Einam Chur Galikar is no sale at all. The money doesn't even change hands. The seller has to give the money back to the buyer because nothing took effect. My time is Shmuel. Shmuel is very understandable. Kavach Emer. That which is already sold in the prior 49 years, Yetzah goes out by Yevil. That which wasn't sold yet, initially Timkar. Shouldn't it be simple that the sale does not take effect? If that which is sold, the sale is undone, that which wasn't sold yet, certainly the sale shouldn't be chal. Does Rav not agree with Kavuchaymer? Not just because it logically makes sense. The Mer asks, because we have a Bryce that seems to say it very clearly. We know when a person makes his daughter, sells us on Mavriya, we discussed this yesterday, a person sells his daughter on Mavriya, halacha, she goes free when she has a Naira. I would think that if he sells his daughter while she's the Naira, then it could still work. That daughter that was sold pre-Naira goes free as a Naira. So, Shayna Mechura, in addition to Timkar, that which was not sold yet, isn't it Pashat that if a sale that was done becomes undone, so to affect the sale in the same stage of Naira certainly doesn't work, and that we use the logic to say that doesn't work. So we see, this is the logic that applies elsewhere. Rav agrees to it over there. So why would Rav not agree to it over here? It says, there's a difference. You can't compare. The Amir Vriya, the daughter, that's it. Once she's an Irish, she cannot be sold ever again. That's actually what we pointed out, the difference in yesterday's daf, that we have a person only make chirim, that which compares to his behemah. His behemah he could sell, and he could sell forever. Even though he could sell his daughter, he can't sell her forever because there's a limit. Once she reaches an Irish, she can only be sold at all. Right? That's why there's no din chirim on a daughter. So too, over here, we're saying that not only does she go free as a Naira, she can never be sold even ever again. Whereas this field, Steyachuza, Itaka reverts back by Yevil. But what happens then next year after Yevil? He can sell it again after the next 49 years. Since there's a pattern of being able to sell it again, so the fact that it goes free is not the same level of Pirkha as you have by Naira. By Amarviya. Amarviya, she goes free forever, and there's no thing of selling her again. So it must be a sale doesn't take effect. And Rav agrees to that. Over here, we can sell it again in the future, so the sale would take effect. Says Gemara, Meisve, Achar Yevil, says the Pasuk, Achar Yevil, Shanim Tikna. What do we dare? Shimlam Shemechot Sabach Yevil teaches us that a person's allowed to sell right near Yevil. You let to sell fields right after Yevil. He's allowed to sell his field. Muflug Mina Yevil, since it says, Acha Yevil, how you know you let to sell far from Yevil, Minayan, Tam Lem Lufi Rebbe Shanim Lufi, Maita Shanim, whether it's many years left or a few years left the next Yevil, you could sell. Uvishas Yevil Atzma, what did the Bryce say, black and white? La Yemgar, Vemacha Eina Machura. Bryce says clearly, in the Shas Yevil, you can't sell if it's sold. Then it's not considered a sale. Even if he goes through the motion to try to sell it, it doesn't work. Clearly, right to Shmuel against Rav. Amalach Rav, no. Ein mechura lemisperchei tvuayes. Mechura v'yetzah. Rav says, I agree. It's not sold for the regular din of a seachuzah where the buyer has a minimum of 2 years. That is not sold for that. But it's still sold in that the money goes to the seller, and the seller gets the field back immediately without waiting 2 years. But the sale, episode sale, does take place. Frankly, Mara, 1 second. If there's a sale, why not say as follows? If it's not a sale, take him for sure, say, Adabas Yevil, let the buyer keep it till after Yevil. Ubas Yevil, Nichle Shneit Voice, let him get 2 years of crop after Yevil, and then give it back. And don't be incredulous at this proposal, because Mila Tanya, Achla Shana Achas Lefe Yevil, Mashlim Shana Cheres Ach Yevil. We learned that if he had 1 year of crop before Yevil, Yevil's a break, like Shvius said in the Mishnah was a break, and then he gets the second year after Yevil, after Shvius. So we find that concept. So maybe say the same over here. Answer the words, a fundamental difference. Over there, you already started. The sale took place at a time where you can have one crop year. The sale takes effect. One crop year takes effect. You have to have 2 crop years. So therefore, we take a break, and then you finish another crop year after the break. Over here, at the moment the sale took place, it wasn't fit to have a sale. And therefore, you never start eating anything, and therefore, there's never a kinyan for the buyer. He just gives the money to the seller, end of day. Hasam, nachis, lachila, hachla, nachis, lachila. Over there, there was epis and achila, and therefore, you continue and complete it. Over here, there's never got achila, and therefore, story ends right when it starts, which is, seller gets the money, and the buyer is out of the picture. Amar Vanam. I heard from Rav Shmuel, 2 dinim. Chadahach, one that we've been discussing about the sale of a steachuz during Yevil does not take effect at all. No, the money gets returned to the lekeach. Well, actually, we're going to say that the sale doesn't take effect. We've been saying the money goes back to the lekeach. That's all different between him and Rav. But we're going to just, Mer is going to prove it now. Rav Anna says he's going to prove it. He said, I heard two dinim for Shmuel. One is the sale in Yevil doesn't take effect, and the second is that one who sells his Eved to Chutzlaretz, he sells his Eved to a guy that the Eved goes free. Chada Hadrasvini, in one case, the money goes back to the buyer. The Chadla Hadrasvini, in one case, the money does not go back to the buyer, and I'm not sure which one it is. So Rashi asked the obvious question that that's not Machlokes Rav Shmuel. That if Shmuel is agreeing that the money doesn't go back, if Rav Anan is contemplating and Shmuel agrees the money doesn't go back, Rav also says the deal's off. The moment the deal is done, it deals off. It goes back to the seller. Rav just says the money stays by the seller. Shmuel, the money gets returned to the buyer. But according to Rav Anan, if you tell me that Shmuel also he's debating that there's no money for the seller, that the seller gets to keep the money, then where's the machlokes? Rashi says there will be enough minas. Maybe even if the seller doesn't have to return the money, Rashi says enough minas. One example would be if, let's say, the buyer in the moment that he had the field, he starts chopping down trees, he does damage to the tree. If there was never a sale, then he has to pay back to the seller for damage. If there was a sale, but he has to return it, then there was a momentary sale. So when he did the damage to the trees, then he wouldn't be obligated to pay for the damage. Okay, so Rav Anan has this debate, in which case did Shmuel say the money goes back, in which case not. Amar Vesev Nech Sanan, let us see. So start tomorrow, I don't know if we're going to finish it, but let's start it. Metanya B'raisa, Hamech Avdei L'chutz La'aretz, Yatzal Cheres, Eved goes free. V'tzorach Ket Shichur Rabbi Sheni. Very clear. It says the Eved who sold to Chutz La'aretz goes to go free, but he needs to get Shichur Rabbi Sheni. Why is Rabbi Sheni giving the Ket Shichur? Must be the sale takes epis effect. The sale isn't undone. The buyer will not get back his money. The sale isn't done. It is a sale, but you force him to go free. So over here, Shmuel says the money comes back. Shmuel said in one of the cases, money comes back. It must be in our case. So anyway, the whole question now is no longer shver. Shmuel is indeed arguing Rav across all the way, but Shmuel says the money comes back over here because over there, clearly the sale did take effect to the Rabbi Sheni, and the money is not returned. Rav Anan himself, Brisa Shemili, top of Amnav, Rav Anan himself didn't hear this Brisa, that's why he didn't say it. Let's pick it up for his Marmot Shem.